Good evening, Erica. This mosque is usually a gun-free building, but that wasn't the case Wednesday night. These flyers posted all throughout the premises, proof of that. And this scare couldn't have come at a busier time. That's because this could quite possibly be the holiest day of the year for the Muslim faith, as hundreds of people are praying inside these walls. On the outside, extra security is on the lookout.
Security guy trying to stop him, or shows him a weapon.
An armed man makes his way inside a Northside mosque Wednesday night.
He said, "Forget it, I'm going in to pray." So she don't want to argue.
After waving off security and claiming to be
retired Chicago police officer, and it called to be retired military.
The alleged retired officer wearing a kufi cap on his head, taking off his shoes before entering through the back of the room, seemingly there to pray, but out of sync with the other worshipers, struggling to stand on his own.
Intoxicated. With the gun.
Shabir Patel is director of security for Mucky Muzid Mosque in Albany Park.
Show him a gun too.
Patel tells CBS2 the worship center is experiencing larger turnouts than usual lately with Ramadan underway. Wednesday night, while this man was armed and inside this gun-free building, there were also
300 adult and about 150 kids who were playing upstairs.
And once word reached the Muslim community, worshipers were worried.
Oh my God, I was praying with the guy with the loaded gun. I was busy on the phone for 4 hours. People are actually scared and crying.
So faith leaders filed a police report and informed the man he could not return. Then the next night.
About 10:45 p.m., he walks in again and insists he wants to go back in.
I'm a white Islamic like Malcolm X.
Only this time, officers were on hand. This cell phone footage showing his encounter with Chicago PD.
Came in here with a gun yesterday.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
The man admitting he entered the mosque armed the night before.
We're just here to pray inside our own property.
Patel says he's not only called in extra security.
We're going to be out with the full visible force.
But contacted both Chicago police and the Cook County Sheriff's Department, asking them to remain on alert as Ramadan continues.
And those Cook County Sheriff deputies are on hand as well. A pair of them on top of the extra security officers we showed you that were on hand out here. At this point, no cause for concern yet, but I'm told some of these worshipers will be here until 4 a.m. here for what could be the holiest night of the year for the Muslim faith. Now, as for Chicago police, I did reach out to them earlier this afternoon requesting information on the trespasser who came here both prior nights to find out if he was in fact a retired officer or if he even was allowed to have a gun. So far, no answer to either of those questions. We're live in Albany Park this evening. Eric Cox, CBS 2 News.